Introduction. Today's woodworking shop, a power-hungry haven. Woodworking has become easier than ever before. When craftsmen in medieval times were making a living on this and hoping for their next scarce materials to arrive, they didn't have the power tools, jigsaws, drills, lathe, planer, and jointer that we have nowadays. There are a lot of people across the world who own their own woodworking business, and this shows that it's perfectly possible to make this hobby your profession. Or just do it on the side, of course. Whatever your purpose is in woodworking, you need some guidance. You have to know what to do, what to use, how to do it, and where to look for inspiration. That's where this book comes in. It paves the way for your journey of woodworking heroism and sophisticated carpentry in today's society. For many people, the home woodworking shop is a safe place to escape from stresses of family, obligations, or employment. The time doesn't matter. It's all about the art. Some things are necessary, however, to make your time more useful and productive, and to make the process more enjoyable. One of the key items in any woodworking shop is the workbench. Most people will build their own to make sure it's sufficiently sturdy and balanced to withstand the beatings it's going to take. The bench has to be leveled and large enough to handle elaborate projects you may come up with. Organizing and arranging tools is another thing you don't want to waste time on. If you can arrange your tools according to the projects you're doing, it can save you tremendous amounts of time. This can prevent one tool from being in the way when you move on to the next part of your project. These things and other important details will be addressed in the chapters ahead of you. To secure your safety, speed up the process, and perfect results, I encourage you to keep reading and not postpone this essential step in your woodworking endeavors. The right information. I will see you in the first chapter.